Rose Alley by Audrey Howard. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Queenie, stop. Bringing the handcart she was pushing to a standstill and placing her hands on her broad hips, straightened her aching back. Her feet were inches deep in the rutted dust of the track, which was really no more than a sheep trod, and she wondered if she'd made a mistake in taking this short cut across Oswald Twistle Moor. Her hands, which were hardened after years of pushing the cart along every path and track of the South Pennines, were rubbed sore, for she'd forced herself and the child to the limit these last few days. Winter was coming on. Sleeping out of doors under the handcart would be out of the question before long, and the sooner they reached Liverpool and home, the better. She looked about her at the endless rolling moorland, wild and uninhabited, except by the wavering dots of sheep which wandered in what seemed to be an aimless manner from one small heathery shrub to another. A group stopped to stare at her, lifting their tangled heads in a supercilious way, then scattered as the child, as children will, clapped her hands and shouted, "Boo!" laughing with delight. Queenie wondered, as she had done for years now, where the child got her natural exuberance from, given the hardship of her life. Probably from that red-haired scamp who was her father.